thing to do, even if I am right. But I know for certain that he's not going to do it. We don't care what reason. So the Chazal tell us sometimes you just don't tell him anything. Why? Because the idea of telling or the idea of rebuke is to fix things, not to break things.
Yeah.
And rebuke is not a mitzvah between us and God. It's mitzvah ben adam lechavero. And people sometimes remember, sometimes forget it. What's written there later on? In other words, it's a mitzvah of loving. I rebuke somebody from love. If I don't love him, I'm not allowed to rebuke him. Yes, yes. People don't realize it. Oh, look what this is, what is he doing? Okay, so, yes, you should tell him that he's doing wrong, but how? If you do it from love and in the right way, then bevakasha, you should do it. But if you just do it because you want to show everybody that you are a righteous guy and he is wrong,
no.
Or if you know that the position now is not the right time to do it, because in order to get, why do you rebuke him? What's the reason? Do you want to fix what he's doing? Or you just want to rebuke him?
Yeah.
You want to fix now. If what you're going to do is not going to fix, but it's going to go do it worse, should you do it?
No.
Exactly. And that's always the point. The point is to think. Sof ma'aseh b'machshava tchila. The end of what you do is in thinking before. In other words, I've got something to do now. Now think. If I'm going to tell this guy 1, 2, 3, 4, what is going to be the result? If the result is going to be I'm fixing him, very good. But if the result is going to be that tomorrow is not going to come to shul at all, what did you do? Nothing.
Worse.
So in other words, it's not always it's simple and easy. That's why we have our seichel and we have to think. But the thing is that now we understand that living on Kiddush Hashem is not just something that you do once a day, once a month, once a lifetime. It's something that you do all the time.
No, the reaction from this guy in this community that I didn't read, but to be Kiddush Hashem, he should call her in outside and tell her, Slicha, at lo mevushal.
We are here, we're keeping here this. We want you. Now, it's not nice the way you dress to go walk here between us, because people are here used to other code of dress.
This
and
would be
it's not nice.
Hashem.
Yes.
She would say,
you see,
and she would.
Because
go
you do
away.
It in a nice way.
Yeah.
You know, it always reminds me of a joke that somebody was standing in a bus stop and he saw this lady half naked. And there was somebody selling apples there. So this Haredi guy goes to the buys an apple and gives her an apple
to the woman.
So the woman doesn't say, well, why do you give me an apple? He says, maybe when you eat the apple like Hawaii men, you understand that you're naked.
It's a nice way.
He did it in such a way that you know it's a.
it's a nice
either you laugh or but you cannot say he did it nicely. He yeah. gave her an apple. That's what he did.
Very nice.
So, in other words, there is a way and there is a way. And the general idea is to do things in a proper way. Now, talking about people that think that they are on the top of the world. You know, we have a problem today in our society. We are now in Sirat HaOmer. And one of the things of Sirat HaOmer is to build myself. You know, we have this thing especially in our generation, everybody has to be the best on top. Now, your child has to be, to bring only 10, 10, 10. Only all the, if he doesn't bring you good notes, you get angry on him. And you know, we grow up in an environment that if I'm not the best, I am
nothing.
I'm nothing. Now, it's a wrong way to live. And that's one of the ideas of Sefirat HaOmer. You know, each one of us is counting his own sphera. Why? Because each one of us is in a different level. It's got different talents. God wants us to use the talents we've got. And if we use the talent that we've got, that's what he wants. It's not, if I cannot learn the whole Gemara in 1 month, so I'm not a Talmid Chacham. If I don't know how to learn Gemara, so I don't have to learn anything. Why? Because if I don't know Gemara, I cannot be a scholar. Why? You can also learn Torah, not the Gemara. Parshat Shavua, what we're learning here. What's wrong with it? And you know, everybody's got a talent to different thing. The problem is we always look at the one that's got like, he's very clever. This one is very successful. This one is in top. So what? And it's so wrong that the whole system is built like this, on what we call mitsuyanun. If you're not excellent, if you're not the best, if you're not on the top, nobody looks at you. And it's so wrong, because society is built for all the levels. You cannot have a society that everybody is on top. There is a story about a guy in the state. He used to be a lawyer. His father was a lawyer. His grandfather was a lawyer. And of course he went into the same office of his grandfather, his father, and become a lawyer. Before every Yontef, especially before Pesach, he loved to do a catering, kosher catering. Used to cook and prepare food, and like for a whole month before Pesach, for example, he used to take very, very small hours at work as a lawyer, and put all his time in preparing the food for the catering. And he enjoyed it very much. And one day, he stopped and thought to himself, sitting in the office, says, I'm a lawyer because my father is a lawyer, and because my grandfather is a lawyer. I don't enjoy it. From the other side, because he found himself that the whole year was waiting, what for? For the time that he can make the catering, to prepare food. He liked to cook. And he liked people that liked to cook, and he cooked very nicely. But you know, he was a lawyer, a cook, a lawyer. No. It's. And one day he decided, that's it. He didn't come back to the office. He opened the catering. I don't remember the name of this guy, but I know that he, I'm talking about a few years ago, he was his most successful caterer in the States with kosher food. But the thing is, he was waking up every morning as a lawyer, going to work like this Nebuch we talked before.
Not happy.
He didn't like it. It wasn't him. He liked cooking. And, you know, this is a true story. And when he started like cooking, he was happy. He was going happy. So he says, well, am I crazy? Every day I'm going to work. Like I want the day to end already before I even get to the office. And here when I go to cook, I am happy to go there. I want to stay there more hours. So he decided to change. And because he loved it, he also was very successful. You know, the issue here is, I don't know if I wrote it. Chovot Alvavot writes it down. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. A lot of times, we find ourselves in a position that we don't like what we're doing. So either we go on not liking it, or we do a change. The thing is, what should I do? As then we said, this is one of the times when Sefirat HaOmer is that I sit with myself and I'm building myself to see and look, do I love what I'm doing? Am I in the right position? Are the talents, the abilities that God gave me suitable for what I'm doing? If the answer is yes, it doesn't matter how much money I make out of it, by the way, because what I'm getting is from God. The thing is that God wants you to use the tools he gave you. In other words, if you have a talent to be a cook, go be a cook. If you have a talent to be a carpenter, go be a carpenter. If you have a talent to be a lawyer, be a lawyer. A doctor, whatever. But if you're in a position that you don't, not that you don't like the money, again, I'm saying, you don't like what you're doing, so maybe you're not in the right place. Says Chovot al-Vavot, that one of the biggest mitzvahs is to do what God wants you to do. We all know this. In other words, if I got a talent from God, do I have to use it or not? I have to use it. So if I have a talent to paint, I have to paint. If I, as I said, if I have a talent and I enjoy it, I think, because you see, God created us in a very special way that we feel that we are on the right way. Think about it. Sometimes you're in a job and you feel, it's not me. It's not me. And from the other point, you're in a place that you think, wow, I enjoy what I'm doing. Why do you enjoy what you're doing? Because you're using the talent that God gave you. Why don't you enjoy what you're doing? Because you're not using the talent. It's a test that you can do with yourself. And one of the best times is Sfirat HaOmer. Now, I'm not saying tomorrow change all your life. Because sometimes we are in a certain position and we don't think straight. What do I mean? If, for example, I'm in business, the business doesn't go, so what is my first thought? I'm not in the right place. Wrong. Because it doesn't matter what place you're going to be. God or Rosh Hashanah decided what you're going to get. Doesn't matter what you do. But God wants you to use the talent He gave you. Because this is, like, people don't understand. When you have money, I have a lot of money. Now, what do I do with the money? I can do whatever I want to. No, you cannot do whatever you want to. If God gave you money and you have enough for yourself, what should you do with the rest? Do mitzvahs.
That's right.
Help others. And people don't realize it. So what does it mean? Yaakov Avinu got back, omrim pachim ktani, what's pachim ktani? He left a few things and he risked his life to go back in order to take them. And they, the Torah says, Chaviv, tzadikim, chaviv aleihem amonam yoter migufam. Tzadikim, they like their money more than they like their body. This sounds terrible. But if we think about it, what does it mean? The tzadik understands that if God gave me money, gave me property, or gave me whatever there is, who gave it to me? God. So, there is something
that you have to do
that I have to do with it, and I have to sanctify it, to do Kiddush Hashem with it, not Chilul Hashem. What does it mean? I go waste the money. It's my money. I gamble. You sinned, but it's my money. I didn't do anything wrong.
This is the prohibition of money.
But we have to understand it. Yeah. That's exactly the idea. The idea of doing Kiddush Hashem or Chilul Hashem. So it's a part of our life. It's the way I use the talent that God gave me. I can abuse it or I can use it in the right way. And if I abuse it, it's Chilul Hashem. And if I use it in the right way, it's Kiddush Hashem. And this is even when we say Ve'ikraftem mincha chadasha la'ashem. Perek Kaf Gimel Pasuk Tet Zayin. Perek Kaf Gimel Pasuk Tet Zayin. With this we will end our shiur today. Kaf Gimel Tet Zayin. Tet Zayin.
Gimel, Perek, Tetzah. 1 minute. No.
Thank you, Tetzah.
No, it's not.
Me, Masara.
By the way, also Yom Kippur we have in our parsha.
Yeah.
And Sukkot and all Pesach, Hagim. Yes, all the Hagim.
And I read today something very interesting. The Torah lists the Hagim according to the time that came, the Chag, Pesach. Yes. And Ramban doesn't do it like this. So the question, why Ramban doesn't follow this? He follows it according to the importance of the Chag. So Pesach is the first, and then comes Omer,
Sfirat HaOmer,
and Shavuos, and then he changes. He puts Yom Kippur. Why? Because this is according to Lefi Torah Ktiva,
Torah Shebechtav, Torah Shebechtav. תורה שבכתב, תורה שבעל פה. אוקיי. It's written, והקרבת מנחה חדשה להשם. Do you got it?
Yeah.
What is מנחה חדשה? It's very strange. What is מנחה חדשה? What does the Torah try to tell us? מנחה חדשה.
Offering of wheat.
And yeah, but it's like a new offering. Yeah. What is that? What's this new offering? The thing is, this is the end of Sfirat HaOmer. What is the idea of Sfirat HaOmer? There are a lot of interesting issues in Sfirat HaOmer. A lot of questions. I talked about it, by the way, yesterday in the shiur in English. If you know, you can listen it on the internet. I've got it on the internet, the shiur. But
on the internet?
Yes, there's a site on the internet if you want, I'll give it to you later. And I tape the shiur and I'll put it on this site. And ויקרבתם מנחה חדשה להשם, at the end of Sfirat HaOmer, the idea behind it is, what is the idea of Sfirat HaOmer? As we said, to build ourselves. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to build ourselves? What do I want out of this sphere? Do I want to be at the same level as last year, or
just improve?
To improve, that's mincha chadasha. In other words, the idea is all this counting that we're doing is to build ourselves and get to the next level. We don't want to stay at the same level. And mincha chadasha means it's like people say, okay, I'll be the same as I was last year, and it's good. Yeah, it's good. You're right, but that's not the idea. The idea is when we say about renewing ourselves, it's not being the same as I was last year. When I renew myself in the Torah, I am bettering myself. That's the idea. In other words, I now building myself in order to get myself to a higher level, to get closer to God, to be a better human being, to understand a little more. So, in other words, when we read things and do things, what do we do with all of it? Because a lot of times, you know, we go to a shiur, we look at the Sfirat HaOmer, what's written, or the two things out there, we check what's the meaning of it, but at the end of the day, what do we do with it? Do we improve ourselves? Although we just read the Sfirat HaOmer, like we say, Baruch Atah Shem Elohim Asher Sfirat HaOmer, Ayom, Kach V'Kach Yemin LaOmer, okay, Yofi, very nice, and I'm going to do that. What did I do? Nothing. That's not the idea. The idea is to improve myself. So the Torah tells you that we have to get Ad mimochorat ha-shabbat v'tisperu chamishim yom. When we get to the 50th day, we should bring mincha chadasha to come to God and with a new offering. Not with the same, not the same me that was before Sfirat HaOmer, with a new me, a better me. I'm not saying sometimes to keep the level is also enough. But the thing is that we always have ups and downs in life. And our That's what we're doing. 49 days we're counting and we're trying to find the best way for us to be better. So the Torah tells you it's not just counting. At the end of the day we are receiving the Torah. Okay, I received the Torah yesterday, the year before, 2 years before. What's the difference? Yes, if you don't make a difference, you didn't do anything. That's the circle of life. It's not just going through life like an automat, doing the same thing all the time. That's not the idea. I want to improve myself. I want to be better. You know, when I started giving shiurim, I think around already 15, 16, 17, 18 years, I don't know.
Really?
Yes. Before this, I was just another guy that hardly learned, hardly did anything for God. Waking up in the morning, going to work, coming back, watching television, going to sleep, waking up in the morning, a routine. And if somebody then would come to me and tell me that I will give shiurim today or write a book, books on the Torah, I would laugh in the face. And not only me, also my friends. And when my mother, Aleh Shalom, died, something changed. I realized that we are here in this life for a limited period of time. And we have to use it. We have to do something with it. And it's like God tells you, okay, you see, that's life. Now use it in a proper way. Change yourself. Improve yourself. And it started with reading a Mishnah. That's the way it started. And why do I tell you? It's not because I want to tell you that I give shiurim and I write books. What I'm telling you is that each one of you can do it. Each one of you can do tremendous things. And you're already doing. But you can do more. Because we have a lot of power inside ourselves. The problem is that we don't believe in ourselves. That's why you have Sfirat HaOmer. Because the idea is to build myself and to believe that I have powers that God gave me and to use them, as I told you before. To use the talent that God gave me. Not to abuse it, of course, to use it in the right way. And then I will find that I have powers that I didn't even think that I've got them. You just have to start walking in the right way or climbing the ladder. And you find out suddenly that you do things you couldn't believe you can do. But this doesn't happen if I just go day after day and do the same things. That's why in the middle of everything, we start counting the Omer. We start thinking about what have I got in my hands? What can I do? Today I'm going to work on this. Tomorrow I'm going to work on this. And then, slowly but surely, I will get to the point that I can bring a new offering to God. Mincha chadasha la'Hashem. Bezrat Hashem.
That's right.